Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will present swing music by the orchestras of Andy Kirk, Jimmy Dorsey with singer Helen O'Connell, Charlie Barnett, Bunny Berrigan, Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton, and Duke Ellington. Andy Kirk was one of several musicians who fell into leadership of a band just by chance. In 1928, he was playing in a Texas band led by Terrence Holder when, due to financial irregularities, Holder disappeared. The band members wanted to carry on, and Kirk was the natural choice due to his good looks, honesty, hard-working habits, organizing skills, and reputation as a good guy. Lined up are three 1938 pieces by Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy. The band singing Little Joe from Chicago, and then instrumentals Jump Jack Jump and Dunkin' a Donut.
Nobody's fool.
Here we are, swinging with the doctor. Helen O'Connell was born in Lima, Ohio in 1920 and grew up in Toledo. As a teenager, she was singing in local clubs and on the radio. In 1939, at 19, she was on tour with a band in New York City when she caught the ear of Jimmy Dorsey. She joined Dorsey's band and became a star. She married in 1943 and dropped out of music until her divorce in 1951. She resumed her career in music and was successful in TV. She passed away in 1993 at age 73. Here's Helen singing with the Jimmy Dorsey Band, In the Middle of a Dream, Jimmy McHugh and Johnny Mercer's The Bad Humor Man, and Irving Berlin's Back to Back.
Man, that's me. Get out of here.
On the street.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
And he goes on his way with his wagon rumbling. He keeps grumbling, gee, it's a nasty day. homie Gus and a grouch on wheels. He's one of America's foremost heels, so he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. And he goes on his way with his wagon rumbling. He keeps grumbling, gee, it's a nasty day. When you dance back to back, your partner won't see you make eyes at who dances by. Your partner won't mind it, she's doing the same. That's why you must dance back to back. Let me place you in the pack, cut the cards and I'll deal you a queen and a jack. Back to back.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Charlie Barnett took a swing band to New Orleans in 1935 to play at the Hotel Roosevelt. Well, the governor of Louisiana, Huey Long, didn't care for swing jazz, so he arranged for some of the band members to be lured to a bordello where they were promptly arrested. The band broke up, so Barnett went on a lark to Havana as an escort to a well-to-do older woman. Sounds like Charlie. I've got three lined up by the Barnett Big Band: Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall, sung by Kay Starr; Oh Miss Jackson, with trumpeter Peanuts Holland doing the vocal; and then The Great Lie.
Thank you. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in my
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Bunny Berrigan was one of the best trumpet players of the swing era. He was born Roland Bernard Berrigan in 1908 in Hilbert, Wisconsin, a small town north of Milwaukee. He began playing trumpet in local bands while in his teens. While attending the University of Wisconsin, he joined the Hal Kemp Orchestra. He then moved to New York City, where he became a much sought-after studio musician. In 1935, he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra and became famous. In 1937, he formed his own band, which went bankrupt 2 years later due to his lack of business sense and severe alcoholism. After a stint with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, he reformed the band, which lasted until his death from cirrhosis of the liver. He was only 33 years old. This set has three instrumentals by the Berrigan Orchestra. A Stephen Foster favorite, Swanee River, the Mahogany Hall Stomp, commemorating the once-famous high-class Basin Street Bordello in New Orleans, run by Madame Lulu White, and then Night Song.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging away. Martha Tilton sang with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1937 to 39. In 1940, she married Goodman's manager and became busy in radio. She worked on the Fibber McGee and Molly show and then hosted her own show called Lilton Miss Tilton Time. She was the first artist signed by Johnny Mercer's new record company. In 1943, she toured the South Pacific with Jack Benny's Foxhole Follies. After that, she worked a lot in Hollywood. Here's Martha with the Goodman Orchestra live at the Manhattan Room Hotel, Pennsylvania, New York City, in 1937, with Stardust on the Moon, So Many Memories, and Me, Myself, and I.
For our swing fans, Columbia offers you Benny Goodman and his orchestra, coming to you from the Manhattan Room in the Hotel, Pennsylvania, in New York City.
In my heart there'll always be
with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Oh, me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be denied, dear, you brought the sun to us. We'd be satisfied, dear, if you belonged to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two. 'Cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
This is the Swingin' with Dr. Jazz program. Duke Ellington featured many fine soloists over the years in his orchestra. This last set features two of them, first Barney Biggard and his clarinet on Charlie the Chulo, chulo being a Mexican slang term for someone good-looking, then trumpeter Rex Stewart on Linger a While and Subtle Slough.
Thank you.
Sometimes there's a little time left at the end of a program, so let's add the Les Brown Big Band on A Kiss to Remember, vocal by Doris Day.
Darling, I love you, so kiss me good.
good night.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.